And tickets and information for Savoy Brown on October 24th at Aladdin-Theater.com. And by Aladdin Theater presenting Stephen Kellogg with Fort Atlantic, Tuesday, October 22nd. Doors at 7, shows at 8, and tickets and information for Stephen Kellogg on October 22nd at Aladdin-Theater.com.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBO.FM on the web. And before we get rolling here, we are in membership drive, and that means that I don't have my regular sign-off, so I want to take care of that right now, because I am always very grateful for the people who make all of this work, the shaman, the engineers, the board ops, who are out there making it happen. And today, Janet Anderson is with us as the engineer. Thanks so much, Janet. And KBOO's AM News and Public Affairs Director, as always, is Kathleen Stevenson. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. We have a lot to talk about today. Walter Tamasitis is once more in the crosshairs as whistleblowers are increasingly targeted by the Obama administration. Ask anyone, Thomas Drake, any one of the many whistleblowers. Ask any, of course, Edward Snowden, and of course, Chelsea Manning. We have a noble population of whistleblowers under fire right now, perhaps more so than any other time in our history. That said, Walter Tamasitis, once again, as I mentioned, he'll be with us tomorrow to talk about what's going on. He's on his way right now to a meeting with attorneys regarding his tenure, his job at Hanford. He is perhaps one of the very few people who was in a position to know exactly what was going on at Hanford and call foul. The contractors, of course, wanted to get on with the job and to get paid, and so they backed at his findings, and it looks like at this point it may or may not be costing Walter Tamasitis his job. His full-time job now at the moment, of course, is as a whistleblower, and he speaks out frequently on the role of a whistleblower, the incredible importance of it, and the dangers associated. In addition, teachers are rallying. They have pretty much had it with the way that they are treated in this country. Take a look at Finland. There's a country where teachers are highly valued. It's not easy to become one. They are compensated fully for their efforts. They're very well trained, and the results, of course, are the students there are consistently higher rating than U.S. American students. And again, in Finland and most other countries in the world, education is not seen as some kind of punishment or something frightful and dreadful that children hate. They want education. They understand the value of it, which of course makes teaching a lot more rewarding. And as we, of course, in Cascadia are painfully aware, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, have been in the news because Kitsava tied the presence of GMOs in our food to a recent legislative package, which he managed to hammer through. Of course, we're all waiting to see what happens with Kitsava's boondoggle of a bridge that is waiting in the wings. So we're going to be speaking today with Jonathan Latham. He is joining us shortly to talk about GMOs and the studies which are thus far showing that they are not something for us to play around with. They are not something to be taken lightly. And, of course, around the world, the Americans, our stock is rapidly falling as far as negotiating with other countries regarding peace and regarding hostages in North Korea specifically and other issues. The rest of the world is recalibrating their estimation of American power and influence, taking into account that this is in fact compared with many other nation states, this is a very young country. The notion of diplomacy is certainly arguably not fully developed. When you take a look at a country like Iran, where diplomacy is a fine art and a well-regarded science, the idea of American negotiators is flat-footed, waddling in, guns a-blazing, and expecting to have their way with the Iranian people is really a non-starter. We're watching this all around the world right now. And just before we get into it, I want to add that all of this going on a daily basis, people in Palestine are being killed. Their homes are being razed. Their ancient olive groves, generations have been flattened. Settlers attack children, essentially, who are standing up then because they can't bear the thought of their parents, their homes being desecrated. That goes on every day. It's an undercurrent. It's a deep shame for the rest of the world as news events come and go in the 24-hour cycle for Palestinians. There's no place to run. There's no place to hide. And the violence against them seems to continue unabated. Netanyahu is now, of course, taking advantage of America's weakness at the moment and rattling his saber at Iran. Increasingly, the rhetoric becomes more and more warlike. So be aware that beneath everything else that we talk about, Palestinian people are suffering. And now on to, before we get started, the weather. We've got a sort of a pattern coming along for the upcoming week, fractal weather in every respect. This is definitely similarities across scale. We start out morning socked in early and the fog burns off usually by midday or earlier. We end up today, for example, with a high around 71. The National Weather Service predicts calm winds. Not at my place, that's for sure. Northeast around 6 miles per hour. And tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 46. And tomorrow, Wednesday, begins with soupy skies and sun and high near 65. The alternative forecast, the moon is 17 days old. It's a root moon in it's a waning gibbous root moon in Taurus. Synodic forecast, root vegetables, biodynamic moon in Taurus. It's an earth sign, so go for the root type of plants and the sidereal outlook moon in Taurus. Good time for root vegetables, especially when hardiness and drought conditions is required. All of that, so we are still trying to get Jonathan Latham on to talk about genetically modified organisms and the studies, which are, though inconclusive, only because of the time element. We won't know for a number of generations what the full effect is, but what we do know so far does not present a pleasant future. And these things are already out in their ambient, they are in the environment, and there is really at this point very little that can be done to stop it. Repeated recent claims of a consensus affirming the safety of GMOs are misleading and may place human, according to the study, human and environmental health under undue risk and create an atmosphere of complacency. Words of the chairman of the European Network of Scientists for Social and Environmental Responsibility. Over 90 signatories to a statement which came out just this week. Scientists and academics concerned that deliberate and coordinated attempts are being made to preclude further research and discussion of the safety of GMOs. Our governor, John Kitzhaber, being a doctor, having a foundation in science, should himself be aware of the dangers, and yet he blindly goes ahead, making it ever easier for companies to release these things into the Cascadian ecology. And that's it for Air Cascadia. We are going to now turn our attention to the room where people are on the phone listening to you call in to pledge your support for this type of programming and all the extraordinary programming on this extraordinary station. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. My name is Justin. I'm joined by Jen, and it is a privilege to give people an opportunity to say thank you to Chris Andre for Air Cascadia every day. Talk about tireless volunteers. Talk about standing on the shoulders of giants. Chris Andre comes in every day to create a 10 to 15 minute newscast on stuff that is most affecting Cascadia bioregion. And the only way we're able to bring that kind of information to you, dear listener, Monday through Friday, every day, or I think almost every day at least, is because you show a small amount of support. $150 is the goal for Air Cascadia today, and there are thousands of you listening. Won't you call right now, 877-500-5266. You can always do that online securely at kboo.fm, or you can come down and get a tour of your community radio station, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, or perhaps you're busy just like everybody else, and a moment out of your day to make a call will do it best. 877-500-KBOO. If you could start that $120 sustaining membership, we can give you that 4 gigabyte bamboo flash drive. Yes, it's made of bamboo. 877-500-KBOO.
Do you eat organic food? Do you shop at stores that sell organic food? Then this, what Chris is talking about, is totally relevant. GMOs are a real threat to our organic agriculture. Yesterday, KBOO released the shocking news report that the legislation that recently passed Senate Bill 836 was actually written by ALEC. The identical language is on the ALEC website, their model legislation. That was released by KBOO. That's information you are not hearing anywhere else. Call 877-500-5266. Support this kind of knowledge.
You know, this is really, I want to just restrict this information, Jen. We're only talking to people who eat now. If you don't eat, don't worry about it. There's some other media source for you. We're only interested right now in hearing from people who eat. Toll free, 877-500-5266. This is our fall membership drive. We're asking you to say thank you to Chris Andre, to Jen for volunteering her time, for our phone answers, for our airboard operators, for people who are doing the news right now. We're asking you to say thank you to all of them for putting this product out so often, so long, and We're going to say so long right now as we ask you to get on the phone, 877-500-5266. We are going to move back to our morning of talks. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be hearing from Chris Hedges next.
Absolutely,
a patron,
right?
a patron saint of KBOO, and I'll turn it over to Janet in the air room, reminding you one more time, dear listeners, 877-500-KBOO.
And just as Justin said, we are beginning our day of classic speeches by authors, activists, and leaders in the progressive community with Chris Hedges.
And one of the critiques of the Occupy movement from, you know, all the courtiers on the airwaves was, what are their demands? They don't have any demands. Well, they had a very clear demand, and that is, we want to reverse the corporate coup d'etat and take back for the citizenry the power that has been wrested from our hands by corporations. But that was, of course, a message that Wall Street and its minions could never hear.
That's Chris Hedges, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Chris Hedges, Corporate Coup d'etat. Corporations constitute the most powerful force in society. Their influence has seeped into our classrooms, our newsrooms, our entertainment systems, our consciousness, and crucially, into our politics. Big money buys access to lawmakers. For sheer arrogance, perhaps Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street investment giant, takes the cake. Its CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, blithely advises citizens that they will have to lower their expectations when it comes to Social Security, which he calls an entitlement. Goldman Sachs made $5.6 billion in profits last year, yet its secured tax